Don, how are you this morning?
Very fine, Tony, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I appreciate you being here. What is the Community Bankers of Michigan?
So the Community Bankers of Michigan is a trade association which represents only the community banks of Michigan, not the big, large Wall Street banks that are headquartered or are throughout Michigan, but rather the smaller local banks, and some of them aren't very small anymore, local banks serving the local markets with local people.
Does that include credit unions?
It does not include credit unions. Credit unions are a different type of financial institution that is not part of our group.
How many members do you have?
Well, we have about 100 members. 100 community banks are our members. And to put that in perspective, when I started in banking in 1970, Michigan had 650 banks headquartered here. Those are banks that existed in 1970, and since that time, we've added over 100 new banks in Michigan. So a total base of 650 banks in Michigan starting in 1970. Today, we're down to 132 banks, almost all of those local community banks headquartered here. So, you know, giant change in our structure of our Michigan banking system.
Well, I think we've seen this coming with the financial challenges that we have had over the years. I would imagine that's the major cause for so many banks either merging or going out of business.
Well, more of it was just the growth of the big banks. It wasn't the financial challenge. It was the larger banks growing larger in Michigan and then eventually being acquired by out-of-state interests. It was more like the minnow being swallowed by the perch, being swallowed by the bass, and all of a sudden along comes the muskie and takes them all out of the lake.
Well, the community,
and that's really what happened.
The Community Bankers of Michigan are promoting a campaign that community banks are vital to Michigan's economic recovery. How so?
Well, it's vital because they're the ones on Main Street. They're the ones who know their local merchants, their local business people, and to further put it in perspective, Tony, the Michigan has about $160 billion of bank deposits. These are insured bank deposits, insured by the FDIC in Michigan, all throughout our state. Of that total, 68%. Or about $110 billion that amount is controlled by out-of-state banks. And those decisions made on what to do with that $110 billion, those decisions are made in Chicago, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Dallas. And the decisions for local community banks are made right on Main Street.
So for people
in the local town.
So for folks who want more information about the campaign, where can they go?
They can go to the website. It's milocalbank.org. milocalbank.org to learn more.
Thank you, Don. Have a great weekend.
You know, thank you for your interest in community banking in Michigan.